the government has declared a 90-day national state of emergency due to an explosion of cases of Guillain-Barré syndrome. And the syndrome is not contagious. It is basically known to be, in some cases, an adverse reaction to vaccines. And apparently they've had a huge, huge problem with that down there. And so they've got a 90-day state of emergency. Now, the exact cause of Guillain-Barré syndrome is not known, but it is officially listed as a reaction in those who received the Johnson & Johnson or AstraZeneca COVID-19 vaccines, both of which were widely administered in Peru, which has a national vaccination rate of 92%. Okay. Another article from Lou Rockwell. The World Health Organization is a real and present danger. They're still talking about this international pandemic treaty, which when there's a declared pandemic, government shifted, was for NATO to admit Ukraine and become directly militarily involved in Ukraine, because without NATO's direct involvement, Zelensky is toast, and he knows it. Okay, all these weapons and all this money that's been poured into Ukraine, the Russians are blowing most of it up before it even gets to the front line. They've got a really good intelligence network, probably from all the ethnic Russians inside there, and they know where everything is, and they're bombing it here. So NATO basically came on out, and they accepted two other nations. Let's say I think it was Sweden and Finland and Sweden. And they promised to fast-track Ukraine's membership, but they didn't give a date for that to happen. And that's why Zelensky is upset, because he's not going to be able to last much longer. He's running out of everything. He's running out of people. He's running out of ammunition. Everybody's running out of ammunition, at least on our side of the battle. And, you know, little fact of war, when you run out of bullets, you've lost. Just something to keep in mind here. All righty. Joe Biden, again, a little bit of embarrassment. And as I said yesterday, let's allow for the fact that he's jet lagged. But apparently, after they took the group photo at the NATO summit, Zelensky had to tell Joe Biden, come this way, to get him off the platform here. So anyway, Biden looked weak and confused. And it's not a good image to be projecting to the rest of the world right now. All righty. Now, Ben Wallace warns Zelensky that people want to see gratitude from Ukraine for the military aid it has received to fight Russia. And said, you know, the West is not Amazon. We're not just going to keep on doing deals here. And Zelensky did put out a very short, very insincere video, which is on social media right now. And you know, I'm not convinced that he's really grateful. I'm seeing that he basically wants more, needs more. He's in trouble. Now, Medvedev is saying that Russia will continue the special operation in Ukraine. The goals remain exactly the same, the protection of ethnic Russians in the eastern part of that country, because following the 2014 coup d'etat, the installed puppet regimes were targeting the ethnic Russians, and Putin finally came on in and said, we're not going to do that anymore. And to give you an idea, a little perspective on this, let's say that a whole bunch of American expats are living down in Mexico, and all of a sudden President Obrador decides he's going to start just killing off all those pesky Americans because their expectations are too high. What would you expect the U.S. military and the president to do about Americans being killed in another country? I think that falls under the heading of, we've got to go get those people and we've got to keep them alive here. So Sergei Lavrov is out there saying that the Ukraine conflict will not end until the West drops its plans to defeat Moscow. And this is Sergei Lavrov. He was being interviewed with an Indonesian newspaper and said, you know, the West has to give up their plans to dominate and defeat Moscow. The goal of the U.S.-led collective West is to strengthen its global hegemony. I don't know that that worked out very well. I think probably, as given Biden's poor performance at the NATO summit, we may have seen yesterday and today the return to the multipolar world, which I think would be kind of a good thing here. And Zelensky is taking huge, huge losses. They have lost 26,000 soldiers since the start of the counteroffensive, 3,000 items of military hardware, including 21 planes, 5 helicopters, 1,244 tanks, other armored vehicles, 17 German-made Leopard tanks, and, let's see, 5 AMX tanks produced by France, 12 U.S.-made Bradley infantry fighting vehicles. So, it's not going well. Don't let anybody kid you. This is the second military disaster in a row, courtesy of our war president, Joseph Biden. Now, I mentioned yesterday that France was taking a huge risk sending long-range missiles to Ukraine, because if Ukraine attacked parts of Russia outside the conflict zone, Russia would understandably say this is, you know, France bears responsibility for this. And sure enough, Russia is issuing a veiled threat against Europe over the French long-range missiles. And so it's getting tense over there. Meanwhile, I mentioned before they've got really good intelligence. There was a Russian strike destroyed the warehouses where these long-range missiles were being stored. Boom. Now, use it for target practice here. Alrighty. The UK has announced that they cannot increase weapons production. They don't have the capacity. They can't send any more ammo to Ukraine. The United States is saying we're not producing enough ammo. We're depleting our stockpiles. Yeah, everybody's running out of stuff here in the West. Meanwhile, Lithuania, Latvia, and Estonia have agreed to open their airspace to NATO military operations, and signing a declaration to that effect on the sidelines of the NATO summit in Vilnius. So you have everybody's lining up for the big war. Now, before arriving in Vilnius, of course, Joe Biden was in London visiting with King Charles. Did not go over very well. In fact, there's an article that came out of the Gateway Pundit saying that Biden was out of touch. He's starting to bully people. And outside the White House, he's bullying people. And that he may have damaged the special relationship with Great Britain because of his protocol faux pas involving the honor guard and then putting his arm around King Charles' backside. That's a hideous breach of protocol. Down in Cuba, the United States sent a nuclear-powered submarine to Guantanamo Bay. This got the attention of the Cuban Foreign Ministry. And the submarine arrived on July 5th and stayed for 3 days. Then it left. But Cuba is saying this is a provocative escalation. And once again, Cuba is talking about the U.S. needs to basically return Guantanamo to the Cuban government and take their soldiers and their torture equipment and go home. Meanwhile, over in North Korea, just days after firing a test intercontinental ballistic missile, that was last week. And so they're ramping up their ICBM program just days after North Korea threatened to shoot down U.S. military reconnaissance planes flying over their territory. So everybody's getting twitchy out there. It's bad signs all around. Meanwhile, NATO leaders are slamming China for Russia ties and Taiwan threats in the sternest rebuke to date. And NATO basically came on out at China's coercive policies and deepening strategic partnership with Russia. And, it's NATO's growing aggressiveness that is pushing Russia and China together. It's obvious a big war is coming and everybody's choosing up sides right now. Now, over at the United Nations, according to Slate News, the UN now sees itself as the seat of the coming one world government. This is where it gets kind of tricky, because a lot of people say we should have a one world government, but everybody seems to think it should be them. So you've got the World Economic Forum sees themselves as being the seat of government and so forth and so on. But now the United Nations is positioning itself as an unelected one world government. And the United Nations is planning to unveil proposals for the unprecedented expansion of its influence during the upcoming Summit of the Future conference next year. Included in the proposals are policies that would grant the UN an emergency platform during global crisis events. Now, if you allow a government or a ruler to have emergency powers during a crisis, they're motivated to create the crisis, aren't they? So, now, something's going on out at Travis Air Base, and there is a group called Flannery Associates, which is buying up land all around the air base. Nobody can find who Flannery Associates really is, and they bought over $1 billion of land, 52,000 acres, surrounding the Air Force base. And the thing is, most of that land is kind of useless, can't be used for agriculture. And so, yeah, people are wondering what the heck is going on. Article out of freebeacon.com, almost 40% of U.S. attack submarines are out of commission. The U.S. attack submarine fleet is 49. 18 of them are out of commission for repairs. A decade ago, it was just 12. So the problem is getting worse. And the Congressional Research Service said the backlog was due to insufficient number of workers and facility constraints, along with supply chain issues. Well, excuse me, but where is all this money going that, gets poured into the Pentagon? Where is it being spent? What are they doing with it all? And if we have almost 40% of our attack submarines out of service, that sort of argues against getting into a naval conflict with someplace like, Russia or China. Okay? Another article from Lou Rockwell talking about why the U.S. Armed Services cannot recruit. And, despite the drone of hostile propaganda against Russia, China, and Iran, the U.S. armed forces cannot recruit. All sorts of reasons are offered. One is the American job market is too good. Only 25% of Americans are fit enough to pass the standards, which keep getting lowered and so forth and so on here. The real reason for recruitment failure is the recruitment message to the white heterosexual males, especially from the racist South that have always been the backbone of the military services. The message is join the military and be discriminated against. You'll be required to take classes to learn that you have white privilege, that you are racist, misogynist, homophobic, transphobic. You will not be promoted. The U.S. military has too many white officers. Your officers will be blacks, feminists, homosexuals, and transgendered freaks who have been taught to hate heterosexual white males as vicious and violent exploiters, and they will take their learned hatreds out on you. You'll be psychologically tortured and made unsure of yourself. In fact, you and your despicable kind in the civilian population are the main enemy, as seen by the U.S. Armed Forces. Maybe a little bit of an exaggeration there, but it's there's a basis for it. And it's illustrated by this article out of Your Destination Now, where Joe Biden's administration is fighting back against a new provision in the annual defense spending bill that would require military promotions to be based solely on merit and not on race or gender. And, of course, Biden can't really, stand that here. And one of the solutions the Senate is looking at is perhaps actually lowering the recruiting goals so they can say, see, we met our recruiting goals this year, but it still means we've got a smaller military force. And the part that really bothers me, we are headed into a major war. That much is obvious. And yet Biden wants a military force that is built up of officers promoted because of their race, their orientation, their gender, rather than people who actually know how to fight and win a war. That, to me, is a recipe for an absolute disaster. It's like Joe Biden wants to lose the next war. Why not? He's already lost two of them. Third time's a charm. All right, getting into the economic news here, Zero Hedge is reporting U.S. consumers are suffering in a less-than-robust economy. That's putting it delicately here. And Keynesian policies are damaging what they were intended to support, and no example is more evident than the United States, okay? And back in 2021, Judy Shelton said the recovery would be much stronger without the stimulus package. And she was right. Massive government spending and currency printing have left a much weaker labor market and poorer citizens. So workers are not satisfied, and there's a reason for it. All the money printing has created elevated inflation and a recovery where the United States has seen 26 consecutive months of negative real wage growth. And there's something you need to understand about inflation. It's a hidden tax, okay? Because when they print up more money, the money that is already in your pocket, the money you've already worked for, loses value. It's like the government is reaching into your pocket and taking out more taxes to keep themselves solvent a little while longer here. Okay. It looks like the Biden-McCarthy Fiscal Responsibility Act of 2023 will rival the Inflation Reduction Act, otherwise called the Green New Deal, in its Orwellian meaning and outcome. Just 5 weeks after the deal was hatched, the Treasury has issued over $1 trillion, with a T, dollars in new debt. So if you're wondering why the prices keep going up at the store, that's a big reason right there. Okay, Bank of America is going to pay over $100 million to customers and $150 million in penalties for illegal and deceptive banking practices. This is coming out of the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau. And basically, they're saying customers were harmed by the bank's illegal and deceptive tactics. And by the way, Bank of America's had a bad reputation for a lot of years here. So Bank of America did things like double charging insufficient funds fees, withholding promised credit card rewards, and unauthorized opening of accounts using sensitive customer data. Now, in addition to the CFPB's order, the Office of the Comptroller of the Currency has deemed the bank's double-dipping on fees as illegal. Consequently, the bank will be required to pay $90 million in penalties to the CFPB and an additional $60 million to the OCC. And as for the ordinary customers who got stiffed on all of this, you know, probably buck and a half, two bucks, something like that. Now, it turns out three of the largest tax preparation firms sent extraordinarily sensitive information on tens of millions of taxpayers to Facebook's parent company Meta over the last 2 years. This is coming out of a report in Congress, and they are encouraging federal agencies to investigate and potentially go to court over the wealth of information that H&R Block, TaxAct, and TaxSlayer shared with the social media giant. And the first question I have is, why would Meta even be interested in that information unless they're trying to build financial profiles for more targeted advertising? But in any event, it is a breach of our privacy, and it's just gotten completely out of control. We got to take another break for commercials, and we'll be right back.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you, so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit drinksupertea.com. The first word is drink, spelled D-R-I-N-K, then the word super, then the word tea. The complete website is drinksupertea.com or call us at 818-965-9113, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee.
Hemppaste.com/RBN. Free shipping on orders over $50. See the banners for hemp paste at republicbroadcasting.org and visit hemppaste.com/RBN.
If you've got the money, honey, we got the bombs. We'll plant them anywhere you like and blow up anyone. Whip this world into a frenzy, killing babies, dads, and moms. If you've got the money, honey, we got the bombs. If you've got the money, well, we won't say we did the tower.
And welcome back to our show here. Now, we've been talking a lot about artificial intelligence. And for those of you who don't know what that means, Kamala Harris did a wonderful explanation where she came out and said it's two letters and it stands for artificial intelligence. Thank you, Kamala. I never would have guessed that myself here. Anyway, one of the concerns about the emergence of AI is the potential for technological job displacement. New technologies come along, human workers are no longer needed, and if there isn't an alternative employment for them to go to, it can cause hardship. And we're already dealing with some economic hardship here. So over in India, there is a startup, and the CEO just laid off 90% of the support staff after somebody built a chatbot powered by artificial intelligence that apparently can handle customer queries much faster than the human beings. So Sumit Shah, the founder and CEO of Dukaan, a Bangalore-based e-commerce company, said on Twitter that the chatbot, built by one of the firm's data scientists in just 2 days, could respond to initial customer queries instantly, where his staff's first responses were sent after an average of 1 minute and 44 seconds. And the average time taken to resolve a customer's issue dropped by almost 98% when using the chatbot. And he said the job cuts were tough but necessary. So I'm hearing a lot about AI. It's the big coming thing. Everybody's leaping on board. And at some point down the road, there will be a shakeout. But I'm certainly finding it an interesting subject here. Okay, now the Texas House and Senate have reached an agreement in principle on an $18 billion proposal that will deliver the biggest property tax cut in Texas history. And that is certainly going to start drawing a lot of more people from these very high-taxed blue areas down to Texas. Let's see. The Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals again denied West Coast cities the ability to remove homeless people from the streets unless they can provide enough shelter for all of them. That's going to be virtually impossible when you consider how many homeless people there are. They can't even fully house the illegal immigrants here. Story coming on out of Station Gossip. The globalists are now saying that it's time to end private ownership of all cars and trucks. Now, you might be able to get away with that in a well-designed city. I remember, in Disneyland in Anaheim, Tomorrowland, they had that people mover system. That actually kind of worked. And, you know, Walt Disney really did spend a lot of the money at the park exploring new ways to do things and get around, like the monorail and so forth. So, but in the rural parts of the country, I don't think so. I really don't think so here. Alright, getting into immigration. Illinois has granted housing rights to illegal immigrants. And that is sending home prices for legal citizens right through the roof. And basically, Governor Pritzker is saying the immigration status is now a protected class. And you can no longer deny housing to illegal immigrants. And it's having a horrific effect on the housing market. Okay, we got to take a break for station identification. 512-248-8252, and we'll be right back.
Sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we the people are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at TLBTalk.com and join the social media revolution.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
What really happened with your host, Mike Rivero? Because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
Welcome back to our show, hour number two. The phone lines are open, 512-248-8252. And apparently in the current Department of Homeland Security funding bill, there is a provision for a massive foreign worker expansion. Okay? And apparently this was put in by House Republicans, contradicting their earlier promise to protect the nation's working class from powerful special interests. So that is a real mess there. Okay, 512-248-8252. We're going to go to Bruce in Texas. Hello, Bruce. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hello, Mike. Your email, you're going to find something sent from me, Tucker Carlson's latest episode. I missed the first 5 minutes of your show, so I don't know if you mentioned it or not.
No, I didn't, but I have it all over the website.
Okay, yeah, he flew down to Romania to interview Andrew Tate,
yep.
That former athlete. I think he was a MMA artist or something like that. I didn't follow him too much. I mean, but he was kind of like a masculinity advocate for young guys. That type of thing. And he lived, you know, very high profile lifestyle.
Yeah.
And he was arrested by the Romanian police on charges or rumors of, he was child trafficking or human trafficking, you know, after.
Oh, but the Democrats say that's all a myth. That's just a QAnon conspiracy theory.
it must be, you know. It all depends on who they want to get, you know, like Julian Assange, you know, after he did his thing, they all of a sudden these rape charges came up and they banned him, locked him away. It's a convenient way.
Yeah, but you know, those rape charges got dropped almost immediately, and yet the American media just kept pounding on that. He's been accused of rape. He's been accused of rape. He's facing jail time for it. And no, the charges were dropped. The judges determined that the women were being less than truthful about what happened.
Right. Well, Andrew Tate says that he's being charged with maybe, I don't know how to put it, like brainwashing girls into making TikTok videos.
Okay.
But he says there's no financial records of him taking any funds from the TikTok proceeds. And, you know, there's some girls that would contact him with TikTok, but none of them have come forth as state witnesses. And the thing is, because he influenced them, the state can say, well, they've been, their testimony can be discarded because they're not competent. It sounds to me just Victor Bout, who was arrested in Thailand, you know, and they threw all sorts of stuff on him, and he seems pretty credible too. He said he had nothing to do with 9/11. He was doing contract work up on the up and up, you know, for in Africa or what have you, moving stuff around, but he was involved in overthrowing governments, things like that. This is lawfare on a global scale, and you can just trace the dots, I bet, from Romania to the U.S. State Department to George Soros, et cetera, to all these people that want to feminize boys. They just wanted to shut them up. That's what I think. But anyhow, yeah, I'm finding it's very difficult to find Tucker Carlson's videos unless you're a subscriber already to his channel. If you search it, you come up with a bunch of rubbish that doesn't point towards his material. It's really frustrating, but I did send you the show in its entirety. If you want to take a look at it, it's in your inbox there.
Yeah, well, I've got a link to what really happened, definitely. Okay?
Okay. And there was no takers on the flat earth theory. You know, I wonder if Earth is flat and there's a dome over it, as you get closer to the edge, doesn't the dome come down? Once you, like, hit the dome in your airplane, if you flew high enough?
Well, theoretically, yes, but I don't think the flat earthers are saying there's a dome. I mean, I know there was an episode of the Simpsons that had that. The Simpsons movie, in fact. So.
Uh-huh. Okay. All right. Thank you.
Okay, we have open lines, 512-248-8252, and we're going to go to Francis in North Carolina. Hello, Francis. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
What isn't on my mind, young man? And a big shout-out to that gorgeous gal, Claire. To start off with, I come across a video, ironically, online, which there seems to be several about the Sound of Freedom film, one of which was ironically stating that people that went to go see it were right-wing, fundamentalists, conspiracy theorists. And I thought, well, for one thing, I'm into conspiracy fact, not fiction. Two, I'm not an extremist. Three, I'm not a right-wing conservative. So that took care of that little nutshell.
Okay.
To say the least. Well, you know, the aspect that they're obviously the film hit a nerve. And the so-called elite are ticked off more than anything else. Well, you know, they're telling on themselves by being ticked off and doing all this stuff and paying these people to put garbage on YouTube, for that matter. But aside from that, as far as the thing with NATO goes, basically ticking off Zelensky, which I find ironically humorous and sort of gratifying, considering that isn't the U.S. supposed to be a part of NATO?
Oh, yeah, the United States is definitely a member of NATO.
Well, then,
in fact, the U.S. tends to kind of boss the rest of NATO around.
Well, in that case, I would think that the fact that NATO has basically told Zelensky in so many words or actions to go take a hot, long walk off a short pier has not ticked off the so-called government structure here in the U.S. or whatever that is a part of that organization or trying to run it, for that matter. So, especially since they view Zelensky as their golden boy, or whatever he is. So I just find it strangely ironic. And I have to applaud whoever was a part of NATO over in Europe because they're actually telling him to go take a long walk. So I find it sort of gratifying to hear that for a change instead of just the opposite. So everybody should send this and send that to him. Excuse me, how about the various governments around the world take care of their own problems and basically stick their own nose in their own backside and not a Zelensky's backside, which he's apparently enjoying more than anything else. So, especially with child abuse, child sex trafficking, child abuse, and so forth. I mean, let's get realistic. So, anyway, with that, I have a non-rainbow green olive in my margarita, dear. Later.
All right, later, later. Thank you for the phone call. We have open lines 512-248-8252. We're talking about immigration. And one of the aspects about immigration that the open borders people don't like to talk about is how much money is flowing out of this country. Now, you have something, I mean, millions of dollars are being sent back to their home countries by the illegal immigrants to their families back there. And that's after they get free housing and free education and free medical care paid for by you, the taxpayer. But there's a new phenomenon up in San Francisco. And apparently Honduran drug dealers are going to San Francisco to take advantage of the sanctuary laws. These Honduran drug dealers are dealing fentanyl, and they're basically making so much money that they're buying huge houses back in Honduras. And so, you know, I'm looking around at all the stuff that's going on. It's looking more and more like the criminals have taken over the country. It really has. Now, there was a entry on Twitter, and it was a video by a guy, and apparently there's millions of dollars of steel just rusting away in the desert for the last 2.5 years since Joe Biden halted Trump's border wall construction. It hasn't been recycled. It hasn't been prepared. This guy's upset because they simply dumped it on his land, and he wants the use of the land back. And again, you know, it seems like such a shame. If you'd already bought all those pieces of the wall, go ahead and put them up. But Biden said, no, no, we need open borders here. We've got to get fentanyl in. I'm sorry. We've got to get immigrants in here and fentanyl and, you know, lots of little children to traffic and everything. All right. 512-248-8252. We're going to go to Marco in Alabama. Hello, Marco. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
How are you doing, Michael? Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
First and foremost, got my tickets for Friday. I'm going to go see Sound of Freedom.
Good.
Spend money where you can do good. I don't know, man. I just don't really have much to say. I just wanted to call in, say hi to everybody. You know, Tom from Florida's rant yesterday, dude, was pretty quality. I always like, you know, my guy from Texas. You know, basically, I just don't understand how, you know, even, you know, regular, normal people, dude, could not see, dude, the criminal activities due to this administration, the fencing in, so to speak, with, like, what you're speaking about earlier with California creating laws, you know, to protect pedophiles and protect sex traffickers, because they're all involved in it. They're all involved in it. I mean, the only way, dude, that we can ever have clean government again, dude, is average person, you know, going in and running for a spot. But we got to be able to break through and get rid of the deep state. And as much as I, you know, like, you know, Robert F. Kennedy and things like that for being a Democrat, dude, and being able to take on Joe Biden and take care of that Democrat element for us, I wouldn't want him as president or anything like that. I mean, only for the simple fact, dude, because now, you know, what you're starting to see on, like, MSNBC and things like that, common sense people are coming back into the Democrat Party, and they're really trying to, you know, take that back when this party is a terrorist group and it doesn't deserve to exist anymore. And they've discredited themselves. They got us into everything that we see forward. And we need to get rid of, you know, the element on the Republican side, you know, that pushes for war.
Well, we're going to have to get honest elections before we stand any chance of doing that.
Well, I'm staying with my bomb thrower. I'm sorry. It's Trump until the end. And, okay. You know, I don't care what I see with Fox News and DeSantis and all that stuff, dude, because realistically, you know, Fox News has always been a neocon radio station. I mean, television station and whatnot. They always push through globalist agendas. I mean, it's like I said before, you know, the Republican Party and the Democrat Party are the same party. It's just one is a slow way to the road warrior, Viggo Mortensen, the road future.
Yeah.
And the Democrat Party is the floor drop. You know, we need to, you know, just basically do start over. You know, like you said, you know, start with the first 14 amendments and go from there. And unfortunately, that's not going to happen, you know, without, you know, any type of war or anything like that. But, you know, all we can do is, you know, nonviolently push forward. And there's going to be casualties in this. And, you know, with the food problem that we're going to have down the road with the fertilizer and mm-hmm. you know, Jones is on, you know, they're talking about, you know, millions are going to die. Millions are going to die. People are not prepared. They've totally, you know, enslaved everybody by, you know, making us fight with illegal immigrants, dude, for salary and livable wage and things like that, while these companies, dude, make, you know, millions of dollars and don't contribute, you know, to any health care or anything like that. And to force everybody, dude, onto the Obamacare, which was, you know, basically, you know, the first leg of the globalist tentacle, dude, to get everybody, you know, vaccinated and having, you know, care workers come in, dude, to kill your elderly relatives and things like that. And they have no choice, dude, but to go forward. They're going to have no choice, you know, but to keep pushing on. They're never going to admit, dude, that they're wrong. But, you know, but when I sit here and I see things like, you know, certain common sense Democrats, dude, on CNN and MSNBC and all that stuff, this guy, dude, that there's an African-American right winger, dude, that sits here and it has this guy on, and I can't, it's like Pac-Man, his last name was Pac-Man or something like that, but long mm-hmm. story short, you know, he's a communist cuck, dude, and basically he's willing, you know, I mean, the Democrats do not lie, dude, about who they are. I mean, you know, here we have, you know, the Republican establishment, dude, that's trying to hide in the shadows and trying to hide behind America First and trying to hide, dude, so that they can get money. They're all sex traffickers. They're all kid bumpers and all that stuff, man. And, you know, they hide who they are. The Democrats know who they are. You know, they're the party, dude, of, you know, gay rights. We gave them an inch, dude, you know, with civil unions. They took us to LGBTQPS, pedophile Satan. And, you know, this is where we're at.
Yes.
And, you know, we have to, you know, we have to keep pressing on. We have to keep pressing forward. And we cannot give the Democrats a way out, dude, into sensibility through Robert F. Kennedy. Robert F. Kennedy, dude, needs to jump ship, you know, or go third party or something like that. You know, I do not want the Democrat Party, dude, to get any, you know, recourse, because they caused everything that has transpired, you know, in the last, you know, 2-3 years, let alone the last 10 years. And the truth is out the bag. I mean, we have a battle between good and evil, an existential fight between moral and immoral, and, you know, going to put your money, dude, you know, in this movie and going out and seeing your family, where I totally suggest that you bring your young ones to sit here and show them the stranger danger, because they've been so desensitized by, you know, the mainstream media, social media, that they don't understand, dude, that this is real. I mean, if this was, you know, something that was fake, how do movies like Sicario, you know, become, you know, mainstream, you know, movies and things like that? They know it. They're just supporting it. And I just wanted to leave it at that. I love all you guys. Have a great day.
All right. Thank you for the phone call here, 512-248-8252. We're going to go to Tom in Florida. Hello, Tom. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Well, yeah, I got to say, I love Marco, man. You know, Marco, another great call by Marco. And, you know, I tell you, he's right on the money about everything. And, you know, Mike, I tell you what, if he ever gets a show on RBN, I'll donate $500 to RBN to help him get some support, because he should have his own show, man, on RBN, in my opinion, if you ever want to take that challenge. But maybe he don't, maybe whatever. But, yeah, Marco, I tell you what, he's a man. Now, here I'm going to talk about, Mike. You know, Marco brought up some great points. Mike, just on Breitbart, just now, Mike, have you reported on this today? I didn't hear you talk. I didn't really get to listen to the first hour. 7 out of 10 illegal aliens, Mike, are under 25 years old and they're male. Why is 7 out of 10 illegal males coming to this country illegally? What are they going to do for women, Mike? Getting gringo women? What is this? What kind of invasion really is this, Mike? Are they going to take over the police force like they have in Dade County? Where you got a lot of Cuban Americans that haven't even been in the country 10 years, Mike, and they're police officers here in this city, in this county.
Mm-hmm.
Is this what this is all about, a total takeover, Mike? They don't want to learn.
Well, you know, I mean, most people, when they're moving, they take their families with them. When they're going off to war, they leave the families behind.
Yeah, Mike, you know what? The Cubans come in here where they were coming in here with a wet foot, dry foot, and that ended. Okay? So now they're having a hard time. They're not getting all the, they have to be a sponsored, but they're not getting their $18,000 food vouchers under Obama. Actually, Obama stopped the wet foot, dry foot, but he kept it going in Bush. So those crooks, well, given these even these Cubans were making $18,000 food furniture vouchers, they're getting food stamps, welfare, Section 8 housing. I mean, give me a break. Better health care than you and me get. Mike, it's not right.
Yes.
It's not
yeah,
right.
Yeah, you're right.
Got millions of illegals coming in here getting all this stuff. There's no houses left in Dade County, Mike. They're making, Mike, South Florida's starting to look like Israel with their kibbutzes. Everywhere you look, they got 10-story buildings. Apartment buildings going up. They can't even have no acreage or nothing. They're living on zero lot lines. There's not even a zero lot line left. That's how bad it's getting. Now they're going to try to encroach out into the Redland area, all the way up to Chrome Avenue, past Chrome up into Hollywood, Florida. I mean, this is crazy, Mike. This is insane. This is insane what's happening with this immigration. Biden should be arrested right now. He tried to start a race war at a university talking about white males and females.
Mm-hmm.
That was a declaration of a race war against white America. Biden should be held in contempt and a treasonous act for what he's done to the majority of the people in this country. We are the majority. And, you know, you got all these guys that, oh, I'm going to get an email from this guy and this guy from San Diego and this guy. You know, all those crooks were talking crap about me 2-3 years ago, Mike. But you know what? The chickens are coming home the roost now because those guys in San Diego and up to San Francisco, they're all fleeing the state. That whole state's an illegal state. Like I told you yesterday, Mike. And Mike, by the way, I did research. I can't find that research I was doing on those that black sect that was trying to kill all the whites off in California. Did you ever find out who that was?
No, I didn't. I mean, there's a lot of different stories about, you know, black on white crime, but I couldn't pick out the one that I think you meant.
Well, I'm going to keep researching it, and hopefully I have an answer for you tomorrow. It was the name of the FBI code they were using for that. But I like to say,
okay, Tom, thank you for the call. I got to let you go. We got to take a break for commercials. 512-248-8252.
Some interesting news. Due to all the recent claims about possible nuclear wars, viruses, solar flares, and civil unrest, people are scrambling to prepare and stockpile food. But the one thing out of reach for many is an underground bunker. Until now. Because you can now have a 3D printed underground bunker in just one day. An excavator digs a hole in your backyard, and 3DBunkers.com shows up in a small truck and sets up their 3D printer under a tent completely undetected. They can print as many rooms as you want at a fraction of the cost compared to traditional metal bunkers. 3D Bunkers uses polymer concrete, which is 5 times stronger than regular cement. YouTube 3DBunkers.com and watch the video. The creators of 3D Bunkers is looking for a business partner that can help bring this technology to the world. And we need to protect our way of life without living in fear. Contact Brad at 3DBunkers.com for more details or visit 3DBunkers.com.
Consider this. Dead people see only what they want to see. And frankly, most of us are still dead. Let me give you the lessons of gold and 5 easy lessons. Number one, don't buy it because you need to make money. You buy gold because you need to protect the money you already have. Don't ever look at the price as a barrier. Look at it as an incentive. Number three, don't buy its paper pretenders. We talked about that a lot. Buy gold. Buy the real thing in the form of coins and bullion. Fourth, don't fall prey to glitzy television or Facebook ads. Do your due diligence instead. And that's what I try to provide you with and have for 26 and a half years on the air and 30 years in this profession. Fifth, don't allow naysayers to divert your interest. Allow yourself the right to protect your interests as you see fit. Jeff Bennett here. And one of the ways you can do that is to contact Kettle Moraine Limited. Contact me by calling or texting me at 602-799-8214. 602-799-8214. You can also email me at kettlemoraineltd@cox.net. Let me help you protect your wealth and your family today. Once again, call or text us at 602-799-8214 or visit our website, Sierra Madre Precious Metals.com. Be glad to help you out. Be glad to answer your questions. That's what we're here for. No pressure, just good, hard, common sense. The decision then becomes up to you.
Welcome to What Really Happened Radio. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. And now, set your eyes on the future, and let's consider what really happened.
Welcome back to our show here. We have open lines, 512-248-8252. We're going to go to Steve in West Virginia. Hello, Steve. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, hi, Mike. How you doing?
I'm doing fine.
Okay, I got a couple things for you. I know you have Twitter. I want you to please look up a guy by the name of Richard Poe. P-O-E. Richard Poe is the New York Times best-selling author. He's done several series with Nora Bin Laden, Osama Bin Laden's sister.
Okay, I see him.
On who is really behind George Soros and how the English, you know, British created globalism. Please read those. Because I want to say, you know, a lot of these people bring up, you know, how we're not prim and proper with the British. I'll tell you something, Mike. A lot of your callers don't like Israel. I don't like the British. I'd like to get rid of our special relationship with the British.
A lot of people have been asking just what exactly does that mean. I mean, we're always hearing special relationship. Nobody will tell us what it is. Are we still under crown rule?
That's kind of what Richard Poe is saying. What he says, Mike, is when you listen to him and read a thing, he's saying that the British organized a lot of treaties to where they got the better of the United States, and they can, like, they've got control of our patent office. I don't know if you're aware of that. Plus they got the CIRCO, which is the bureaucrats in charge. They have a lot of control over our things. But the main thing, what he says, Mike, is that the British, what they like to do is, because they're such a small country, and that, you know, they were in charge of everybody at one time, what mm-hmm. they do is they like to get the United States, they want to see the United States and Russia both go down. So what they try to do is get the United States and Russia to fight against each other. And
well,
I totally believe
it. Seem very close to actually pulling that one off.
Yeah. Anyways, Mike, the guy is brilliant. You know, just as you are. I mean, but if you can take a look at him, and I'm just tired of you know, that king, like Charles. I mean, he's a doofus. Plus, you know, look at their relationship with Jimmy Savile. And I just read a story lately where they're saying that you know all these Canadian kids that are missing, you know, from the Indian reservations up there that disappeared.
Yeah.
They're saying that they went on some kind of a picnic with the Queen, and you know, when she was alive, and her husband, and they were made the children were made to kiss the Queen's feet, and after that, a lot of them disappeared. After that, those picnics, they never saw the children again. So these British people, I mean, not the regular British people, they're good people. They're just like us, but you know, these Royals, man, they're weird and they're inbred too. I mean, a lot of people don't know this, Mike, but a lot of their family members, they don't want you to know about a lot of their, they hide their sisters and stuff because they're deformed and sick from the inbreeding.
Yeah.
The Queen's has a sister that was, that I think she was deformed, and nobody really even knew that she had a sister because they kept her, you know, locked away. I think she might have been in like a sanitarium or something. But they have a lot of inbreeding. You can look at it, and it's, you know, it's. I don't care for. I like the British people, but I don't care for the royals and all that. I'm tired of, like, you know, curtsying to them and bending over backwards from them. And I really don't want them to have any influence on our foreign policy. I'd like to see the United States, you know, do its own foreign policy. Anyways, Mike, that's all I got to say. I'll let you go. Good talking to you.
All right. Thanks an awful lot here. 512-248-8252. Matilda in Ohio. Hello, Matilda. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Well, I want to talk about how, okay, our government is sending trillions of dollars to the Ukraine, which they are only receiving 30% of what's been sent, supposedly sent to them. Whose pocket is it going into? And I live about an hour away from East Palestine.
Yep.
How much money have they received from the government? Not a stinking dime. But we'll send it over to another country, but we won't take care of our own. And, oh, yeah, Mayor Buttplug, he did come and visit them, but what did he do besides that?
Not a whole heck of a lot.
Exactly. What is it with... Yes, he's an openly gay man. He married a man. Oh, that makes him, you know, what kind of expert is he?
That's Biden's hiring priorities. Tick off, you know, race, gender, orientation, blah, 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 blah. And we've got a bunch of really incompetent people at the top levels of this government because of this quota-based hiring system.
Well, their quota sucks.
I agree.
You know, but still... We should be taking care of our own people before we send money clear across the planet.
I agree. You know, as long as we've got a single American sleeping in an alley and eating out of a dumpster, we have no business sending money to other countries. We have no business welcoming illegal immigrants into this country and giving them all kinds of free handouts. Americans first. Americans have
exactly.
to come first. And if they're
yes,
not,
they
if we're not in first place, then we've got a major problem on our hands that we have to solve.
Well,
okay, and
first,
yeah, I'm going to have to put you on hold, Matilda. We're in a commercial break.
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Don't become dependent on the medical system. Get and stay healthy naturally with Xtendivite. Metals in the liver cause peroxides to get dumped into the bloodstream. Peroxides do more damage than free radicals to the arteries, and the LDL has no protection from peroxides, causing the LDL to get stuck in the arteries, creating a potential blockage. Xtendivite slowly chelates the metals away from the liver so it can dispose of what was meant to be a harmless process, peroxide. Xtendivite's seven herbs has a job to strengthen the organs and circulatory highway. Can you afford a heart attack? Xtendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store, go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Antelope Hill Publishing is America's leading publisher of dissident books, bringing you a wide variety of new translations and original works on every subject, from the funding behind the transgender movement to firsthand memoirs of World War II previously inaccessible to English-speaking audiences. We publish books that mainstream publishers won't touch, full of information that challenges the political status quo. Whether you count yourself as a political dissident, student of history, connoisseur of philosophy, or enthusiast of exciting and thought-provoking fiction, you owe it to yourself to check out our catalog. With exclusive offerings like The Transgender Industrial Complex, Solzhenitsyn and the Right, The Open Society Playbook, Opioids for the Masses, and many more, there's something for everyone, and new titles are added every month. Check out our catalog today at antelopehillpublishing.com and use code RBNReaders2023 for 10% off your order. That's RBNReaders2023 at antelopehillpublishing.com.
Well, they're stealing down on Wall Street and in Washington, too. You know, it makes me wonder, what's a guy on Main Street to do? I've always tried to be an honest, upstanding kind of guy. But I must admit lately, I thought about giving something else a try. Oh, I want to be a pirate.
And welcome back to our show here. And Matilda, you want to finish up what you were talking about?
Well, everybody knows this is Obama's third term. He even said yes. This is how he would do it on video. I say we cement his little black butt in that basement of his and shut off his air supply.
Well, you know, it's obvious Biden is not actually running things. He's incapable of it. It's becoming obvious that he is a front man and a puppet.
Yeah, because and Obama is the one pulling the strings.
Obama's probably one of the ones pulling the strings, but I imagine there's a lot of strings on Joe Biden right now, and some go to Obama, and some go to Ukraine, and some go to China. And, you know, every compromising decision Biden's ever made has come back to haunt him. Now that he's the president, everybody's calling in all the favors.
Well, and unfortunately, nobody seems to have a backbone anymore. We need to grow it back.
I agree with you on that one.
I guess I've said all I need to say.
Okay, well then thank you very much for the phone call. We're going to go to Dan in Washington State. Hello, Dan. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
I wasn't going to call in today, but I had to come back because you're talking about the caller that called yesterday about sex offenders.
Yeah.
But you said we got to do something. You know, this 14-year-old girl's in the Army barracks.
Marines.
Now, we don't know Marines. So they did do something. They have a law against it, and they got arrested, and there you go. That's what they need to do about it. So...
Well, when I said we need to deal with this thing, I don't mean just individual cases. There is obviously this phenomenon. Like I said, you know, going back to the Franklin scandal of the 1990s, this kind of stuff has been going on in the deep background, and it's time to drag it into the light and expose it for what it is.
Well, what kind of stuff are you talking about? I mean, prostitution is, they say, the oldest profession. You know, I mean... What do you?
Yeah, I know. Prostitution,
you know, and they already have.
Astronomy is the oldest science, but you know, anything right. involving underage children, you know, I mean, I don't care what consenting adults do with each other. I really don't.
Right.
You know, but when it comes to children, hands off. And there's got to be something broken in the mind of an adult who finds children sexually attractive.
Yeah, well, I just don't. They've already passed enough laws that are basically unconstitutional.
Well, then we need to start enforcing
that. Well, you don't remember Bill O'Reilly led a big lynch mob in Georgia, And they actually passed a law where if you were over 18, had sex with someone under 18, 10 years in federal prison. And they, the dumbasses actually passed that, not thinking about human nature, and every high school guy that meets a girl probably is a sex offender according to that law. So it's, it, you know, and there have also been cases of people, like in Washington, there was a whole daycare that was basically set up by the prosecutor, and this girl, they asked the girl, did they touch you? And she said, yeah. And they all got like 25 years in prison. They admitted they basically psychologically messed with this little girl to do
okay,
that.
Okay, but what so you're talking I mean, about, what you're talking about is basically street level stuff. And what Sound of Freedom is dealing with, and what the upcoming documentary series by Mel Gibson is talking about, is the upper levels of the cartel, the ones who get away with this because they're politically protected. Just the way that Jeff Epstein, you know, got away with it for most of his career. And same thing.
Let's just keep it on Epstein then first. Let's get to, like the other caller said, I don't care about Israel. I'm worried about England. Well, watch the movie Head of the Snake, and you can see, you know, how a lot of these girls were trafficked. But let's get to the bottom of Epstein. Let's not move on to all these other cases. Ghislaine Maxwell is still in prison. What's going to happen? Who killed Epstein? Let's get to the bottom of these issues and not get distracted on every other little issue first.
Well, you missed the point I was making, okay? When you know, for every Jeff Epstein that we actually find, there's probably 10, 20 more that we don't know about yet. Again, when that whole Franklin scandal first came out, there was a concerted effort to withhold that information from the American people, and we're seeing it again with Sound of Freedom. So we're not talking about just a few individuals. We're talking about a large, organized child sex trafficking ring that is now trying to protect itself.
Yeah, I haven't seen the movie. I just get tired of people calling in, and I got these girls on Facebook, and they're always worried about the sex offender list, and people call in, and I would kill a sex offender. I would, even like Marco called in. Oh, we need to get. It's kind of like when Trump says we need to kill the drug dealers, and it's like, really, Trump? What drug dealers are you talking about? Are you going to kill every drug dealer? You're going to kill the 20-year-old kid that sold a gram to his friend? You're going to kill him?
No, we aim for the top. I mean, you know, Pablo Escobar, what happened to him?
Right, and the CIA.
Yeah, he got gunned down in the street.
Stuff. Right,
okay.
Well,
anyway,
I mean,
listen,
what about
Dan,
the CIA
Dan,
doing
Dan,
that?
Dan, you know? We're going to have to agree to disagree on this. I think child sex trafficking is a serious, serious problem that needs to be dealt with. So thank you for the phone call. And Tom in Florida called back in. Apparently you found something new.
Yeah, Mike, I got something new for you. I just found it out. My buddy just called me. It was called the zebra killings, Mike.
Yes, I remember, because the zebra was the name of a radio channel on the police radio that they set aside just for dealing with this.
And if you remember the show Starsky and Hutch, they use that code in their show Zebra One. Remember Zebra?
Yeah.
That was the name of their radio call in Starsky and Hutch. I was just my buddy was just telling me about it. I said, oh man. So I got that. I just want to throw that out. It was called the zebra killings. They killed, it was four black serial killers. They killed 18 ended up dying, because three of them ended up dying later on. But yeah, Mike, it was crazy. It was called the zebra killings. And Mike, Matilda made a great point, Mike. Matilda realized, before you talk about Obama, you need to look at Alex Soros, how many times he's been to the White House under Biden's administration.
Okay.
There?
Tom, I can't. Oh, there you are. You came back again.
Yeah, Mike. Now, Matilda made a good call, but Matilda's got to realize it wasn't only Obama. It's Alex Soros and George Soros that have been going to the White House and giving all these Democrats all this money and all these DAs that you're hiring or getting elected. And it's Alex Soros. He's not even allowed in Hungary. Neither is the old man. Man, they'll put him in jail. And
yep.
Now Interpol should wreck both of those Soros, because they're scumbags. And they're Marxist, Bolshevik, communists. But now, Mike, and also to Dan's wrong on this subject, because if he's going to think that, hey, these people are taking little kids and molesting them, Are you kidding me? Oh, well, if that was your sister, Dan, what would you think? Or one of your cousins or your nobody? No, man. And, you know, Mike, you're not even talking about the fentanyl these cartels are bringing in, killing all these American kids doing fentanyl that are under 21 years old. They're dying in 100,000 a year.
Yeah, the Hondurans are getting rich and buying huge mansions back in Honduras.
Exactly.
They're just plundering the wealth of this nation through that open border.
I don't get where Dan's coming in. I mean, I hope I didn't, Mike, when you put him out there because, you know, Dan, these people are not doing good. It's demonic. I mean, you're talking about a 12, 11-year-old girl getting raped, probably tied down to a bed, tortured. You ever seen the movie Taken? You ever see what they did to the first
yes,
Taken?
I saw that movie.
Dan? Did you see what they did to his daughter, his daughter's best friend? They drugged her out and they were raping the crap out of her?
Yep.
Dan, if that was your sister, your niece, or somehow, how would you feel? Well, matter of fact, Sylvester Stallone made a great movie. I forgot the name of it. I just saw it about a year ago, where he lives on a ranch out on the Texas side of the border, and he has to go to Mexico and save this girl, and she OD'd from the drugs right when he got to the border. Did you see that movie of Stallone?
I'm trying to think of the name.
Yeah, it's a great movie. Sylvester Stallone made it. I loved it. He's plays the older, you know, badass. And he goes. And that's how it is. These third world criminals don't give a damn. They're breaking federal law by coming into this country. Gang members everywhere. Trump always calls it out. What other politicians called out these gang members like Trump? Name me one. I can't name one. Maybe the great caller in North New Jersey can find out who's been pointing all this out. Long Island, MS-13, all over the place. I mean, these people make their Bloods and Crips like a joke, Mike, as far as their activities. Look at how many murders there have been under this. I looked it up on the FBI just now, and I'm like, what the heck is going on here? And Trump's being called out.
Okay, Tom, I found the movie. It was first, it was Rambo Last Blood is what it's called.
Yeah. Okay, I think. Yeah, well, he goes to Mexico. Yeah, I think it was a great movie. He does all the booby traps, and it was really good. I enjoyed it. I think it's one of Stallone's best movies, actually. And so, yeah.
Okay, Tom, I need to interrupt with you. Dan has called back in, and we're actually going to hook you two together. I don't normally do this sort of thing, but I figure you two are going to sort out what's going on here. And,
sure,
you know, again, my opinion is child sex trafficking is very real. It's been going on for a long time. It infects the upper levels of our society, like the Hellfire Club in England, the Franklin scandal. There have been just too many cases of this to pretend it's not really a major problem. So, Tom, Dan, Tom.
Can I say this, Mike? I totally agree with you. I just totally agree with
you there?
What you said. Yeah.
Hey, look, Tom, did I say it's okay to molest children? No. Obviously, what I'm saying is, how would you feel if you were falsely accused of molesting a children, and someone was like, just like, no, kill you, and you're like, I didn't molest a kid. How would you feel?
No,
I mean,
where you're coming from,
you got to have a legal system that works. You know what I mean?
Well, that's the problem. Legal system is not enforcing the laws on people above a certain level in our society. This, in fact, during this interview with Chris Ray, one of the politicians said, "Yeah, if I'm a Trump, I get prosecuted. If I'm a Biden, I get protected." And that's exactly what's going on here.
Well, key word there is above a certain level of society. Real quick, he said above.
Dan,
go ahead.
Dan, I just want to say I agree with you, okay? Maybe I misquoted you, understood you, but I agree with you when you talked about the 18-year-old with a 17 or 16-year-old. That was used to be called statutory rape, okay? I don't believe that should be a big punishment. If an 18-year-old high school guy's in love with a 16-year-old girl and he has sex with her, I don't think there should be any punishment. I mean, basically, you know, the 16, the two-year difference, and the girl's in love with the guy's in love with the girl. Maybe he gets backed up, pregnated. Oh, we know he's got to serve the consequences. So I don't think there should be a big penalty for that. Now, if you're talking about a 35-year-old man with a 15-year-old girl raping her or saying he's picking her up online and then he's going to the hotel and having sex with her, and father found out of his 15-year-old daughter with a 35-year-old man, if you're the father of that daughter, Dan, what would you do?
Well, yeah, I agree with you there. I mean, that's what I'm saying. They already have laws. Like you said, he said, above a certain level, they're not enforcing the law. So I just get tired of people getting falsely accused and just
okay,
to me.
Okay, well, Dan, Dan,
can I say
you know,
one more thing?
Dan,
can I say one more thing?
Dan,
no,
I haven't actually accused
Michael,
anybody
Michael,
by name. I'm saying there's a problem,
her.
And you don't seem to agree.
Well, let's get to this problem. Like I said,
the problem is organized gangs who are kidnapping children, transporting them, and selling them for sexual purposes. It's another part of organized crime. It's a big money maker because, you know, if you're smuggling drugs, you can sell that drug only one time. But if you're selling children for sexual purposes, you can sell them over and over and over and over again. It's big business. It's organized crime.
All right, well, let's go after
and
that.
Maybe Dan will agree with this.
I agree with
you
on that.
We all agree that the cartels are doing astronomical, terrible, terrifying damage to this country. Do we agree
yes.
with that, Dan? Mike?
Okay, yeah, I agree. And how many of these statistically these kids missing are probably part of some immigration scam when millions of Mexican kids are separated from their parents or whatever at the border and then.
Okay, well, you're wandering off the topic here. Anyway, listen, we're getting to the end of the show. I've got another call I need to get to. So, Dan and Tom, thank you very much. We're going to let you go. And we're going to go to Timothy in Washington State. Hello, Timothy. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
See, always a great show, Mike. Listen, I'm calling in about the guy that offered to give RBN $100 on the talking about the mother of all conspiracy, which is Flat Earth. And so I think... If I say too much and you cut me off, you should raise it up to 200. But this is for the guy, offered $100 to RBN to give you a call. So it's real simple, Mike. It's called curvature. So I've got Santa Claus pulled up. You're not too far from, Grand Rapids and the Chicago, skyline. That's 59 miles away.
Mm-hmm.
So there was a TV announcer. That showed a photo. He was a meteorologist, giving the weather report. He showed the picture taken from Grand Rapids of the Chicago skyline. He said, that's a mirage. What you're seeing is a mirage. You don't actually see it. That's what it is. So the late, great Rob Skiba, who was a big flat earther, he, with his own money, he went to Grand Rapids. He rented a boat with a Nike P 900 or P1000 camera. Get one of those and you can prove there's no curvature anywhere. But this is what he did.
Well, wait a minute. I need to back up here. First, I mean, this is such an incredible load of nonsense. I mean, you're out here selling the idea that while all the other objects we see in the sky, the sun, the moon, Mars, Jupiter, Saturn, and so forth, are all spherical, and our planet alone among them is somehow flat. I mean, do you realize how ridiculous that sounds? And by the way, I was part of an experiment some years ago that sent one of these balloon experiment platforms into the very high atmosphere. They carried the logo of what really happened, and that camera definitely saw a curvature of the Earth. So thank you very much for the phone call, and we're going to let you go at this point.
$200. He owes me $200.
No, he doesn't. You're being silly.
Yeah, he does. You hung up on me. You couldn't take it. You took a knee.
Bye-bye. All righty. Let's see. We're going to go ahead and start with Henry. Henry in Connecticut. I'm sorry, I misspoke. It's Dan. All right,
hello.
Yes. Actually, we're going to take a commercial break, and then we'll be back with Henry in Connecticut. Oh, okay.
Hello, hello, hello from beautiful Colorado. My name is Samuel Jung Kay, and I am currently the lead Shilajit hunter and master herbalist for Colorado Shilajit Company. In this video series, I will be discussing what we believe is the greatest of all adaptogenic superfoods and the single greatest natural healing remedy gifted to us by Mother Earth.
I think you too will become as excited by this incredible substance called Shilajit as we were and are after our discovery of this amazing gift right here in beautiful, colorful Colorado. You may already know Shilajit by other names. Shilajit, Momio, Momi, Mami, Mineral Pitch, Asphaltum, and others. Shilajit literally translates to destroyer of weakness and conqueror of mountains. Shilajit has been in use for thousands of years and is considered as the highest valued cure-all of any earthly substance.
Look for the gold mountain and medical symbol logo in banners on republicbroadcasting.org to watch the full video and see more information. Use code GORBN when ordering. That's G-O-R-B-N.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. Owner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855, the number 2, keep it today.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Working two jobs ends never seen to me. She often goes hungry, so her babies can't eat. Fatherless son.
Welcome back to our show here. We're talking with Henry now. And, Henry, what's on your mind?
Yeah, hi. I heard the thing. I was just going to relay some information because I heard the other guy talking to a thing about the sex traffickers, or what's called the trafficker, child traffickers or whatever. And that's very, very true. And then one was saying, well, Tom was saying, you know, hi, Tom, if you're out there. Well, in Florida, which makes it very good calls every day. He's saying, well, if it's a 19-year-old and a 16-year-old, I don't think there should be any crime with that or should be arrested. Well, I agree with that, but also the same thing also with a 35-year-old, because what people don't understand is that I go by more for stuff in Europe, and a lot of people that come here from the better countries of Europe, like Germany, France, Sweden, Norway, the Netherlands, Denmark, Switzerland, they can't, which I agree totally with, they think the age of consent they got in some of these states in this country is too high. I mean, for sex, I mean, and I agree. And some also, you've got other stuff where there's other things where if, let's say, I'm 18, okay, and I want to go join the military, I can get, and I want to go fight and die for Israel, or, you know, or die for or poppy fields with heroin in Afghanistan, or I want to go and fight over there in the Ukraine for the American side for NATO and get my skull split with some type of, you know, fully automatic, let's say, 50 caliber bullet or something.
Yeah.
At 18, I can consent to that, but I got to pay some 21 to drink. But what people don't understand is, like, for instance, even in this state here, Connecticut, but also in Kentucky and also in Georgia, Kentucky, Georgia, Alabama, and a few other states, the age of consent for sex is 16. It doesn't matter how old the other person is, as long as it's legal consent now. That doesn't mean
there are actually now states that are passing laws saying that if the people are within a certain age range, you know, just a few years apart, that the they're not going to treat it like some 40-year-old guy, you know, trying to seduce a 14-year-old girl.
It doesn't have to do. It doesn't matter how old they are. No, 40 doesn't have nothing to do with it. In the laws on the books here, as well as Kentucky, as well as Georgia. As well as Kentucky, Georgia, Connecticut, I'm trying to think of one or two other states, Alabama too. It doesn't matter whether they're 40 or 20 or 18 or what, as long as it's consensual. They don't have to have an age cap on it. There is no age cap on the one here.
Okay, well, that's been a development. Yeah, that's a new development.
Teacher.
Anyway, listen, Henry, we're almost to the end of the show. I got two more calls.
Okay,
I want to
take another call. I'll call them maybe tomorrow, another time. Okay.
Yeah, that would be good. And call in earlier. Francis in North Carolina, what's on your mind?
I apologize, but the whole flat earth, just so you know, the flat earth thing is a fallacy because one, how do they explain the mountains, the valleys, and the caverns and so forth? And two, it's a violation of what's called sacred geometry, which a lot of people in the scientific community are familiar with. And with that, take care.
Scott in Nevada, what's on your mind?
Okay, Michael, I was an ocean navigator, merchant marine navigator for 28 years.
Okay, Scott, I hate to do this to you. I hate to do this to you. The music is playing. The show is over. Call in tomorrow. And stay tuned for the National Intel Report. William Repellum is taking the microphone. Please spread the word, republicbroadcasting.org. Spread the word of whatreallyhappened.com. Please continue to support us. We'll be back tomorrow. Aloha, America.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on long-term food storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
You can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit republicbroadcasting.org today because you can handle the truth.
The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves.
God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
Hello?
Lord knows they'll try.
Welcome to National Intel Report. Tonight is Wednesday, July 12th, 2023. This is William. We're Pilgrim. I'm back. I heard that Travis did a really fantastic job covering for me while I was gone.